Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us in studio. If you missed it, more breaking news coming out of Manhattan, Kansas. The Manhattan Mercury, they are reporting that Colin Klein will be introduced as K-State's football coach tomorrow, and that the plan is to have him pop up on Saturday afternoon at the men's basketball game at Bramlage Coliseum. So shout out to K-State. They are moving forward in their football plans, and they are hiring a new coach, one of the top offensive coordinators in the country. All right, so let's take a quick detour, and I promise you we'll get back on track. So Dave Portnoy is the founder of Barstool. I know he is very controversial, very polarizing. I'm not even the biggest Dave Portnoy and Barstool fans, but I can't deny the popularity of One Bite. So One Bite, for those of you that are not hip to the internet, Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool, he goes around the country and he does pizza reviews in quick 2-3 minute videos. He goes to a local pizza place. He tries the pizza place. He gives reviews. It has gotten insanely popular, like change local businesses. His brand, his certification can change your business's life. So while being here for the legalization of sports gambling in the state of Missouri, he is trying different pizza restaurants. So far, to my understanding, he has tried 3. Maybe there's been some other videos, but Rob, you and I watched it. We watched all 3 of the videos. He has been to Minsky's Pizza. He has been to Northeast Pizza. And he has been to Pizza Tassio. Friend of the show, Pizza Tassio. We love Pizza Tassio here. It got me thinking this. You know how we talk about the Mount Rushmore barbecue places that I think are pretty solidified? And that's no disrespect to Q39. You know I love Slaps Barbecue. I went to high school with the guy that started Slaps Barbecue. We know what the big four is when it comes to barbecue. It's the longstanding, iconic barbecue restaurants. There's some other great ones, but those are the pillars. Those are the foundational barbecue restaurants. I made the Kansas City Pizza Mount Rushmore. Now, I want to be clear, Rob. These are not all of my favorite pizza places in the city, but I do think if you are a tourist and you are coming to Kansas City and you do a Google review and you want to stop by and go to the most popular local places, I think these would be the top 4. Minsky's, Grinders, Waldo, and Caddyshack. I was going back and forth on Caddyshack because I think you can make an argument for Il Lazzarone to be on that list over Caddyshack. But people love Caddyshack pizza. Like, you will travel just down there, that area and that part of town, to go to Caddyshack just to get the pizza. I think that's the top 4. So text line, tell me if I'm off here. 913-586-7965. This is what I think the top 4 is. This is not my personal list. Like, I like Pizza Shuttle more than I like any of the places that are on this list. But I do not think that Pizza Shuttle is on the top 4 Mount Rushmore Kansas City pizza. I just don't think that. Minsky's, Grinders, Waldo, and Caddyshack. I think that's the Kansas City Pizza Mount Rushmore. Rob, do you agree, disagree? You taking something off the list?
I think you have to take Caddyshack off the list. Now, here's why. I think Caddyshack is to pizza what maybe not Slaps, but a more hole-in-the-wall place is to the barbecue Mount Rushmore. Because let's be honest about Caddyshack. And by the way, you know how good Caddyshack is? I go down and get Caddyshack pizza. Not real convenient for my home to go get the Caddyshack pizza.
This is the thing, Rob. You don't want to admit this, but low key, you like that part of the city. You love a North Kansas City and Crossroads. It's just the thing is, you're so Blue Valley Northwest, you just can't get it in your spirit to move to the part of the city that you like the most. But every time you tell me about places you like to go and you and your wife like to travel to, it's always in the same 3-mile radius. Just move down there.
I like being a tourist in my own city.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I like. I like that I'm basically a tourist in my own town. I get to go down there, taste, hobnob, enjoy, and then you know what? I don't have to worry about what it looks like Sunday morning. I'm home. I'm in the house. I think Caddyshack is too hole in the wall to be in the Mount Rushmore. I love Caddyshack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do not know it can be in the top four. Now, I don't know what you're placing it for. Do you put a Buffalo State in the top four? I mean, it's at the airport now, so clearly it views itself as part of the upper echelon of pizza in Kansas City. Do you put an Artego or do you put an Il Lazzarone in there? I don't know what replaces it. But I feel like Caddyshack is a little too dive bar-y, hole in the wall to be a Mount Rushmore.
And this is the thing. Like, so a lot of people are saying, hey, some of these Mount Rushmore pizzas I've never heard of. I'm reading the text line, and some of these places I've never heard of before that people are saying. I think it's we are not a pizza city. We do some foods incredibly well. Like, if I gave you my Mount Rushmore steak places, you've heard of all of these places or eaten there before. Like, we just do beef and meat really well.
Tacos, barbecue. Too. Tacos, we do a great job with tacos.
Barbecue. Tacos. We just don't really do great pizza. And that's fine. I mean, you can definitely get yourself a good slice. But I completely understand if you're like, I've never eaten at Waldo's Pizza. I think I've only eaten there like once or twice. The only pizza place that all of us have eaten at is Minsky's and Joe's. That's it. Those are the only two that everybody has eaten at. You've had Minsky's at some point in life if you live in Kansas City. Maybe you bought it, you got it catered from somewhere. You have had Minsky's at some point in your life. And if you ever were 21 to 30 in Kansas City, you have had Joe's at some point in your life. You went down there, you had a good time, you waited in that line, you got a slice, you put a little pepper on there, a little honey, and you continued the rest of your evening. Those are the only two places that everybody has been to.
I actually was thinking about, when you mentioned Mount Rushmore, does Joe's count? Because I think Joe's is a place we've all been to, so you have
Joe's
to put
Joe's is closed
it
now, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but isn't it run by Guy's Deli? Like, it's still, it's not Joe's
anymore? It ain't the same. Okay. It ain't the same like how it was before. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. Somebody says, C-Dot, we have good Italian food. I'm with you. I also don't know if you could make a Mount Rushmore of Italian places that feel as comprehensive as barbecue places or steak places. I think barbecue, steak, and tacos, that's what this city does really well when it comes to food. Yeah, you can get great Italian. You can get some great other kind of food. Those three things we do at an incredibly high level, and I would put our food up against just about anybody else's. I will put our taco selection up against just about any city in America.
That's not to say that I agree with you, that we don't do good Italian food. I think Chinese food falls in the same category. There's just not a Mount Rushmore of it. I would say if you did a Mount Rushmore of Italian food, you'd have Garozzo's. What are the next three? I wouldn't even know. Like, Chinese food, you'd have Bo Ling's. What are the next three? So I think That's not to say the city doesn't have good Italian, good Chinese. They just don't have a Mount Rushmore the way they do for barbecue and pizza and all these places. But I think you're kind of – I know Mount Rushmore is supposed to be four. I think it's three locks and then TBD on the fourth one.
Yeah, like I'm sitting here reading it right now, and if you got Hy-Vee pizza in your top four, we ain't a good pizza place. We ain't making good pizza if Hy-Vee's in your top. That's just if grocery store pizza or gas station pizza's in your top four, we ain't a good pizza place. And that's fine. Hey, we do some things incredibly well. Like I would put whatever if you made a real like a college football or college basketball ranking of barbecue restaurants, I'll put our 17th and 18th up in just about any city of America, and it would be by far and away their best barbecue. You got to focus on what you do well. Pizza just might not be one of those things. Someone is mentioning this Northeast Pizza. Rob, I've never been there. So when Dave Portnoy did it for the One Bite review, I never heard of Northeast Pizza. I want to give it a try now. I mean, he gave it a pretty high score. He gave it a 7.7, but I never heard of Northeast Pizza until yesterday.
I mean this in all sincerity and no disrespect to Northeast Pizza. When we were watching the video, I was like, where is that? Like, not like where in the city was. I didn't know it was a Kansas City thing until I kind of put two and two together. They got a great score, and there's a story in, I believe it's KSHB right now, about how they're seeing a boom in sales because he gave it a good score.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I had never heard of it. I'm excited to try it. Talk about a place that's definitely not in my neck of the woods. It's going to be a real hike for me, but I'm excited to try Northeast Pizza.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you really like Pizza Shuttle. Oh, the Pizza Shuttle Canadian bacon or bacon and cream cheese pizza, that is a staple on my Sundays. I love Pizza Shuttle. Fantastic pizza. Yes, I love Pizza Shuttle. That might honestly be my favorite place aside from the other place to get pizza from. I love Pizza Shuttle. So, yeah, I like Pizza Shuttle more than like any of the pizzas that's on this list. I just don't think that Pizza Shuttle's in the Mount Rushmore. I think it's great pizza. Very good price. I just don't think it's on this Mount Rushmore. I think it's Minsky's, Grinders, Waldo, and Caddyshack. And I'll swap out Caddyshack for Il Lazzarone. I think that's the list.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.